John Gospel, chapter 14, 16, 17, and 18, all together. 16, 17, and 18, all together. Let us read. నేను తండ్రిని వేడుకొందును, మీ యొద్ద ఎల్లప్పుడూ ఉండుటకై ఆయన వేరొక ఆదరణకర్తను అనగా సత్యస్వరూపిగా ఆత్మను మీకు అనుగ్రహించును. లోకము ఆయనను చూడదు, ఆయనను ఎరుగదు, గనుక ఆయనను పొందనేరదు. మీరు ఆయన్ను ఎరుగుదురు, ఆయన మీతో కూడా నివసించను, మీలో ఉండును. మిమ్మల్ని అనాథులనుగా విడువను, మీ యొద్దకు వత్తును. కొంతకాలమైన తర్వాత లోకము నన్ను మరి అన్నడును చూడదు. Father, we thank you for the short time given to us to worship thee personally and also collectively. Thou art our creator, thou art our lover, thou art our savior. That much is true. Thou art our sanctification, thou art our justification, thou art our redemption. Thou art our righteousness, thou art our wisdom and exaltation. Thou art our high heavenly priest in all our failures and shortcomings. Thank you for thy love which is everlasting. Thank you for the eternal life given to us by grace. Thus far we live, it is nothing but thy grace. We just thank you and praise you. Father, we thank you for the word thou hast given unto us as a lamp unto our feet. Father, do speak to me and speak to us. Help us to understand these scriptures by the help of the Holy Spirit. Time may be profitable. Acknowledge all our weakness and shortcomings. Bring ourselves under the sprinkling blood of the everlasting covenant. Binding the powers of darkness, we pray with thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Seventeenth verse, one of you read it in English clearly and loudly.
The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
He dwells with you and be in you. Please, these prepositions note down. Dwells with you and lives in you. In and with. These are the prepositions. In and with. What does it mean? In and with. So here, the Holy Spirit is addressed as he. Some people say it. This is not a neuter gender. He. Andrew brother, Andrew it. It means Andrew brother has come. In Telugu I will tell. Andrew brother ochindi. I don't know how far you are able to. Andrew brother vachindanta. Andrew brother vachindanta ardham enti? What brother Hemant? Andrew brother vachindi ante ardham enti? Aad pilla ani ardham. Andrew brother vachinadu. He, not she, not it. He. Okay, sister Tabitha has come, anko. Tabitha has come. He has come, antama. She has come, antam. Kabatti, a gender and at 20, very, very important, that gender. So, Holy Spirit is a masculine gender, not feminine gender. He, we must address him, he. Holy Spirit is he. Now, here it is told, 17th verse. What is that? The world does not know him. Once again, read it, please.
The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know
Enough. The world cannot know. Some people do say, how can you say that your sins are forgiven? How can you know? How can you say? Are Baba, this is my personal experience. You tell me. Even if we tell before, they cannot understand what we are experiencing. What we experience cannot be told, cannot be proved. This is my personal, certain times. I will tell you one example. See, there was one atheist. There was one atheist. A preacher went to preach the word of God in a big stadium, very big stadium. Thousands and thousands of people have gathered to hear this evangelist. He was preaching the word of God. There is a living God. There is a living God. He is the only one who loved the sinners, came into this world, and paid the penalty on the cross of Calvary, shed his precious blood, died, buried, and rose up again. He finished everything on our behalf. He paid the total penalty of our sin once for all, kept the salvation ready, ascended unto heaven, and sent forth the triune God, the Holy Ghost. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give thee rest. So he was preaching. So atheist coming slowly, slowly unto the podium. So this evangelist was having the habit of having these oranges in his dryer, peeled off each piece. He always keeps in the dryer. Now, do you call oranges and kamalas? In India, we call kamalas. What do you say here? Oranges? They peeled out, one piece. So, whenever he feels thirsty, he doesn't drink water, but he puts one piece in his mouth and goes on sipping. So, the atheist is coming. Atheist is coming. Hello, preacher. Mr. Preacher, please stop for a while. Stop for a while. How is God? Tell me. How is God? How is God? What he is? And show me. Tell me how he is. How to tell? How is God means how you will tell, Anna? James Anna will tell now. How is God? How is God means that is my personal experience, I know. No, prove me now. How is God? You say that God is there. How is God? Tell me. Then the preacher could not explain in words. Simply, he took that orange peel, one piece, and then put in his mouth. Now tell me, how the taste of this orange, then I will tell you how God is. Are you able to? Are you able? So you tell me, what is the taste of this one? Then I will tell you how God is. Then the atheist said, Are Baba, you are the man eating, you know, how do I know the taste of it? You can tell whether it is sour or sweet or what it is. You can tell. How can I tell? Then he said, if I say, how can you know unless you taste God? You taste God, then you will come to know who he is and what he is. Then he simply turned back and gone. So this is our personal experience. It cannot be explained. There are certain things we cannot demonstrate. This is personal. So the atheist turned back and gone and sat. And while going, had some incident. That is a different issue. Now time is not there. So what I am telling you, unless and until you experience the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, we cannot understand. Only a dog can understand the language of a dog. A tiger can understand the language of a tiger. A lion can understand the language of a lion. A born-again person can understand the language of a born-again person. In case you are in God's plan, then only, even though you are a natural man, not born again, yet the Holy Spirit works in you and makes you to understand. Otherwise, we cannot make the people understand the scriptures. Very difficult. Even if we break our head whole night and day, no, they can be convinced intellectually, but they will not be converted by the Holy Spirit. Unless the Lord attracts a person, nobody can save a person. So, my dear brothers and sisters, what I want to tell you is now, Holy Spirit only must make us understand, that's all. The world does not know. World does not know who he is and what he is. Those who have received Christ as their personal Lord and Savior can understand. We cannot explain, but we can show to the world by our experience who he is. So, Holy Spirit will be in you and with you. This is more important. Believers always say, God is with me, God is with me, God is with me. How can you say that God is with you? How can you say? Because you know the word of God pretty well, do you say that God is with you and with me? These are all false statements. Sometimes we can't understand the scriptures. That's why we say like that. Never say God is with us. No, I don't believe it. If there is anyone who can say this dogmatically, based on the scriptures means, I will. Now, I will give an example before I close it. Are you able to understand what I am telling, please? Holy Spirit in us and with us. What does it mean? In us and with us. That I want to tell and then close. When Holy Spirit is with us, we will be like Joseph. We will be like Daniel. We will be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We will be like Peter. We will be like Paul and Silas. Even though they were in trouble, God was with them. With them. That is what I want to tell. When God is with us, even though we are put behind the bars, even though we are thrown into fiery furnace, even though we go through the Red Sea, even though we are in the dungeon of lion, or wherever we are, happy, 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 happy. This is what I want to tell. If God is with us, that is what I am telling. Not in us. The moment we accept Christ Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, we are sealed until the day of redemption. We have become the children of God. See Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. There we see that we are sealed until the day of redemption. 4 or I think 4. I'm sorry. 4. 30th verse. 4:30. One of you loudly in English. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
You are sealed for the day of redemption. Till the day of our departure or till the day of his coming. Till the day of his coming. That is a right understanding. Till the day of his coming. We are sealed. Once you are born again, your salvation will not be lost. Some people do say that we will lose. So they quote 2 or 3 verses from the Bible. We will lose it. No. Why? I tell you one thing. Our salvation is by grace or by our labors? Is it by grace or by our labor? So, there is one beggar. He is sitting in the front of the church. He is a handicapped. So, deformity is in his body. He cannot work with his hands because he doesn't have 2 hands. Only half. He will show his blunt shoulder. That's all. When we look at him, we pity upon him. and throw some pieces unto him. Do we take from him? Sometimes in India, these beggars go on smoking and drinking also. They're rich people. You don't know that. But Bhakti Singh always gives a nice example. Now this is not the time to give all those things. They enjoy like anything. See, when we see that fellow smoking a cigarette or something like that, can we go and ask him, "Hey, fellow, I gave you 5 rupees because I saw your fallen and helpless condition and given you. You are drinking this, so I will give back." Does anybody go and take back, please? Does anybody go and take back? Cannot. Once we have given, given. The second thing, you may have the question. So, even though we are born again, we also can smoke, we also can drink, we also commit sin. So, don't take it for granted, my dear brothers and sisters. Once you are born again, you will keep yourself by the word of God and by the Spirit of God, by having fellowship, by taking part worthily in the table. You will keep yourself. You will protect yourself. A man who is really born again, by the Spirit of God, willingly cannot commit sin. Willingly he cannot. When he is weak, when he is tempted, he becomes a victim unto. That's all. But willingly he cannot. Even if he commits something wrong because of his weakness, you know, he will feel guilty in his heart. "Lord, Lord, I have committed. Clean me with your blood. Clean me." That is the cry of a real believer. That is an indication that a person is born again. So once we are born again, we are sealed until the day of redemption. Salvation is free. Eternal life, not half life or quarter life. Eternal life. Because he loved us, he gave unto us as a gift. Suppose birthday is there. We take some gifts and give to them, isn't it? A father gives a gift unto the child. Again, does he expect anything, reward from the child? He doesn't. So also, this eternal life is a gift given to us by grace. So once God has given to us this gift, it will not be taken back. My personal understanding, I am telling. Some people do say we will lose because there are 2 verses. Now I don't want to take all these things for commentary. But what I am telling is, Holy Spirit in us, and with us. With us is outside. In us is inside. Who he is inside is not known to the world. But the one who is inside must be known to the world. When we see the work of the Lord with us. External. Now I will tell you that one. We will go there. First thing is that once we are born again, we are sealed until the day of redemption. Salvation is eternal. But there are many people who pretend as if they are born again. Such kind of people, even though they are in the congregation, they will not go to heaven. No doubt about it. That's why I think I have been telling. Intellectual faith, visual faith, historical faith, dead faith, living or saving faith. I told you 5 kinds of faith. Are you able to understand what I am telling? What faith? Intellectual. He is not really convinced by the Spirit of God of his sins. Intellectually he believes. Such a fellow will never go to heaven, even though he is in the Christendom. The second thing is visual faith. Visual faith means, "Oh, wonderful, God has done mighty things in my family. My mother was dead. And when a pastor came and prayed for her, she came to life once again. I saw it. The devil was cast away in the life of my wife and healed wonderfully, which was not healed by the doctors." So I believe it. By seeing a person healed, I am believing. That is called visual seeing and believing. Of course, God used this. This is a different issue. Now I don't want to go deep into all these matters. So varieties of people are in the congregation having this kind of, that kind of faith. Don't think that all the people that come to church are
saved people, those who worship the Lord, those who preach, and those who do all this and that will go directly to heaven. No, this is a mixed multitude. The church we see in the world is a mixed multitude. Here wheat and tare both grow together. Wheat and tare grow together. Don't think that all the people who are here, that means in the universal church, will go directly to heaven. No, no, no. I always compare the church unto Usmania General Hospital. Some people say, do you compare the church, God's church, holy church, unto Usmania General Hospital? Yes, I compare. You want me to put behind the bars? You put, I said. You may be thinking, why I'm telling, the real church is not to be seen here. We cannot see the real church which will be raptured one day. The real church can be seen only in mid-heaven. That real church is called the bride of Christ. The bride which is beautifully now decorated, being decorated, to be wedded unto the bridegroom one day. Definitely we will be with him one day. That church is seen only in mid-heaven, not here. The church which we see is a mixed church. It is a mixed church. As we see in the General Hospital, Usmania, OPD will be there. Our doctor Amma is here. She will tell very nicely. Because they know pretty well. OPD will be open. Outpatient department, Amma. Right, you know. They simply come and get treated and go away. Do they get admitted? OPD department patients simply they come and show, get treatment, prescription, go away. Suppose very serious means then only they will get admitted. So when they get admitted, there are different departments. General ward. What is that? General ward is there? Whether you have seen or not, I don't know. General ward is there. Next, which ward? Pardon? General ward is okay. Next ward. I see ward, Amma. What is that? Special ward. Special ward, rich people will go there and then sit there. That is called a special ward. Another ward? Emergency, you call what? ICU. Intensive care unit, right? Intensive care unit. In that intensive care unit, you know, people will have all kinds of tubes and everything. You know? So some people die there. The bodies will go. Some people heal and then come. So there are some patients, we call them chronic patients. Who are they? Chronic. The chronic patients come during summer, during winter. They don't come all the time. Chronic. Every year they get that disease. Summer, like that. Winter, my God, I cannot. So during that season only they will come. They are called chronic patients. So varieties of patients are there. Some patients are there, they pretend as if they are sickly in order to get some certificates in the job. Our India people, you know, get what certificate? Sickly, sick certificate. I think our doctor also might have given. Some people get admitted, simply they say, because without that they won't allow. So this kind of people are there in the congregation. Let it be servants of God, whoever they may be. What I am telling, this is the general statement, which I have understood, I am just sharing with you. So the church which is now seen everywhere, under the heaven, upon the earth is a mixed church. Wheat and tare grow together. So in this, there are varieties of people having faith. This intellectual faith, visual faith, and historical faith. What do you say? My forefathers are missionaries. I am born to so and so. Once one incident happened, now no time, I can't tell. You see, what is your name? My name is Robert. What is your daddy's name? Gilbert. What is your grandpa's name? Stuart. You understand? What is your son's name? Robert. You understand? All but only. So we are born in a Christian family. They say, You fellow, today only you have accepted Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. But we are from forefathers. We are born in Christian. That is called a historical faith. But they are not born again. Once I was traveling by Lufthansa. I had been praying, Lord, give me an opportunity to share my testimony. I came to Frankfurt. There, nearly 2 hours or so, a transition. Then one German family boarded the flight. So half of the flight was empty. The one person was sitting at the back, one person. So I thought of talking to that person. So I went and sat at the back. I prayed and prayed. They never talked to me, white fellow. See, if I involve in this, how they will think, that is also a kind of fear. Fear means hesitation. Then at last, ma'am, good afternoon to you, I said. This is afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. May I know your good name? Please, if you don't mind, may I know? My name is Susan. Then said, I think you are a Christian. Yes, I'm a Christian by religion. By practice, I'm not a Christian. How frank they are. I really appreciate. I'm not a Christian by practice. But how could he get this name? My parents, good Christians. So when I was born, they gave me this name. But I don't practice Christ. Are. That means who are they? Historical Christians. So also there are people, even in our fellowships, you know, they know what is meant by born again. What is meant by God's will, they know. They don't practice it. Because from the childhood they are born in the fellowship. And they know the language of the Bible. Especially our people, you know, they know Bible language very well. Suppose they go for proposal. They see the girl or the boy. He doesn't like or she doesn't like. What do you say, brother? We'll pray about it, brother. We'll pray. You understand? We'll pray, brother. We'll pray. So, okay. So, okay, brother. Good. So they will say, very good, very good. They will say, very good, very good. If they show a long face, not good. So afterwards, you know, after going him, this girl's parents are eagerly waiting for that boy. He may give a positive answer. 1 week, brother, still we are praying. A second week also. Brother, God has not yet made very clear. Still we are praying, brother. Pray. This man is very anxious to know. So third week he will say, brother, there are many proposals. This is all wrong only. No proposals, nothing. Nobody has come to see her. But he will threaten him. How he will threaten? See, in case within 1 week, if you are not going to say yes or no, brother, some other people are coming, then he will say, as the Lord leads, brother, in case somebody comes, you go. Wonderful language. Very deceitful fellows. They know the scriptures very well. They know how to escape. That is the thing. What I am telling to you is that the church which we see now is a mixed church. It is only a mixed church. Who is really born again? Who is not really born again? Very difficult to know. Only when certain situations arise, then only we will come to know. That's why let us not judge anybody. So what I am telling you, God in us, God with us. This is what I want to make it clear and close. So is really God with us? If so, how is our reaction at times when we go through adverse situations? How do we act? How do we react? That's why I have been telling you a number of times. A real Christian is not known by his actions. A real Christian is not known by his actions, but by his reactions. By his reactions. As long as we touch a person, it's okay. The moment we touch a person, the true color comes out. That's why I have been telling. See, these cobras are there. Snake charmers are there. Snake charmers. These snake charmers always live by these snakes. They'll put it in a basket. And then that what is that? Billili billili. A flute will be there, no? They will open the box and they will play this flute. Immediately that will hood, you know? It will raise the hood like that. It's okay because it is in the hands of the snake charmer. But whereas some snakes in the forest or somewhere will be going. As long you don't touch that one, Nagadevata, goddess of cobra, all will worship. The moment you go and then tread upon with your feet or foot, tread, you see, then it becomes Nagadayam. So also Christians, as long as we touch them, you know, as long as we don't touch goddess, gods, the moment the self is touched, the true color comes out. When they go through difficult situations, when their self is touched, when their ego is touched, you know, the true color comes out. My God, unbearable. That's why all problems everywhere, all problems. I always tell the people, see, what we call chicken will be there. A hen has a hatched 20 chicken. How many? 20 chicken, small. We put them under a basket, isn't it? Big basket, we keep the hen as well as the chicken. So in the beginning, the chicken as well as the hen live under that basket, you see, for a while. 10 days or 15 days or 1 month or 2 months also they can be there. They are growing. A big basket. So 6 months, 7 months gone. Grown up. 20 are there chicken. 20 chicken grown up like a cock or a hen like that. And what happens to that basket? Suppose the basket is such a small one. And the chicken are, while they were small, it was able to accommodate that basket. Now they are grown up. When they are grown up, what happens? What, brother? Sorry. They will lift up the basket. Why they lift up? That basket will be thrown out. Why? Because too big, no? It is too big. Are you able to catch my point or not? I don't know. They are small, no problem. When they are grown up, what happens, you know? That basket will be thrown off because not able to accommodate. So also suppose four sons are there in a family unto the parents. As long as their children, you know, they will beat with each other. Again, night they will sleep upon one another. They will put their legs like this, like that, and then they will. In the morning also again they will fight, night also they will sleep. After getting married, four people, do they live like that? You tell me. Do they live? I think James Anna only must tell. What, Anna? No. In-laws are there, no, they will fight with each other. Or sons are there, they will fight each other. All right, Anna. Have your own. Will be separate. See, this is what happening. That's why what I'm telling you is God with you or only in you? This is what I want to tell. If God is with us, no problem. Let us go through any adverse situations, any difficulty, any sickness, any poverty, any shame. No problem. God is with me. No problem. I will rejoice in the Lord. So that is very, very important. Nowadays we say people, you know, God is with me. How can God be with you when you are not doing what is pleasing to him? Now I will give you one example. I will close it. You see, I got married in the year 1987 when I was 38 years old. I didn't want to get married. But it was God's plan. It is God's plan. I got married. You understand me? You also got married. My wife is very soft, very delicate. I am very hard. She is a doctor, I am an actor.
You understand what I am telling you? I am a short-tempered fellow. Very emotional. You still, I am a babe in the Lord. I am not grown up. Even though I am 67 years old, I am not grown up. You are all grown up. So, in the beginning, it was very difficult to adjust with each other. I am too fast means too fast. She is too slow means too slow. Then I thought, what is this? I used to shout at her. You are servant of God. Do you shout like that? Is it written in the Bible that I should not shout? You understand? So I was doing. Then she was panic, not able to adjust with me. Very difficult. So one day what she said, you know, I made a mistake in getting you married. Then I said, 150% it is God's will that we should get married. Did you not find out God's will? Perfectly I found out. I also found out God's will. That's why you got married. But what is this problem? What is this problem? Without problem, there is no promotion. If you want real promotion, you must have a problem. People do say, why? I will tell you, I will give you answer on the basis of the scriptures. Don't worry about it. So, one day I was going to Singapore. When I was going to Singapore, I had a peaceful atmosphere with her. She was so happy. And we were having one pickup Tata Mobile car. We call it car or van. Tata Mobile. Pickup. That we were having second hand, given by God as a gift. So I told my wife, Sheba, night we have to go. I have to go and board the flight in Begumpet. Then Begumpet airport was there, not Rajiv Gandhi airport. So night time again coming, very difficult. You see, this van is old one. Suppose it gets broken on the way in midnight, difficult. Suppose it gets broken, I will come by walk. My God, where walk? From Begumpet to Sangareddy by walk. I don't know whether you are able to catch my thought. That means when she was happy with me, I am happy with, no shouting, no quarreling, no sighing. Then she said, you know, I will come along with you and give you send off. Suppose it gets broken, I will come by walk, that's all. You understand? So she was so happy. So she was able to come like that. Even if it is broken on the way, come by walk. It's okay. Happily, she said. One day I was going to Dubai. You understand? On that day, there was grumbling, murmuring, shouting, and sharing with each other. You understand? I think you are all very happy people. I am the only one person. If the true color comes out, means then everything will be out. See what happened. That's why I tell everywhere. Then I said, my wife, see, Sheba, are you going to come? If you shout there also, I won't come. She said. I told her, you must understand, when I am leaving, you must allow peaceful atmosphere. Even if I am little bit emotional, you have to bear as a wife. But if you also are emotional, what about me? I am already filled with so many problems. And if you too are, you are adding fuel unto the fire. So you must have. You also think about me, she also says. The wife expects from the husband expects from the wife, then who is right? Who is right? Brother only will tell. Pardon? Wonderful. That's why you are all well versed. You are having full knowledge here. I appreciate. So practice is different, knowledge is different. You understand? Knowledge is different. Everybody says like that only. But who will practice? That is the problem. Then she said, I won't come with you. Thank you. If you don't come, I will be peaceful. I said, see,
Anybody can come along with you, but I should not come. I understand who you are. Then I said, okay, whatever you understand, you understand. This happened twice. When I was going to ECIL to solemnize one marriage, this happened. When I was going to Dubai, it happened. Twice it happened. Then she said, no, I won't come. If you don't come, I'll be still happy. I said, see, you are so happy. If somebody comes, means you will be happy. But myself coming, you are unhappy. I said, whatever you think. Then God spoke to me through one verse. Why I am telling? Why she is able to come to me up to Begumpet Airport, even though my vehicle was not in good condition. She was able to come. And when the vehicle is okay also, she doesn't want to come to airport while going to Dubai. Why? Why she is not willing to come to Dubai? Why she is willing to come to me when I was leaving for Singapore? Just you tell me, brother, you are very wise. Yes? And not coming? Very simple, right? Are you able to understand me? So also, there is one verse I will show you, and afterwards I will close it. Why I am telling you, never think that God is with you all the time. When I am committing something wrong, living in sin, disobeying God, grieving the Holy Spirit, resisting the Holy Spirit, trying to quench the Holy Spirit, doing the things as you like, you are self-embodiment. Nowadays, you know, self, 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 self. Why all the problems at home? Why all the problems in the church? Why all the problems throughout the universal church? Why all these things? Because of self. If the self is crucified, Christ is really dwelling. Christ is not there. Why Christ is not there? Self is dominating. When the self is dominating, how can you expect God be with you? Only words, that's all. Only gifts, we can exercise our gifts as we like. And we can bluff the people also by our language, by our preaching, by our teaching, by our external affairs. But is God pleased in our life? When God is pleased in your life, then will you take part in the table worthily. I can deceive you, but I cannot deceive my conscience. See how? I have seen number of believers without visas, illegal stay, right in America. Brother, pray for me, brother. I don't have visa. So still you participate in the table. What to do? I am not condemning, please. Why I am telling? Confess before the Lord. Lord, according to the law, I am not doing. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Help me to set right things. Why I am telling you all these things, you know? There are many people. I am not saying about you, please. I have been going around. I have been observing. People do come to me and then ask me to pray. All right, what would God is merciful? Who am I to judge anybody? I am none. I am not judging. So many lies, utter lies, people do say. How can you expect God be with you? 9, that verse I will read and afterwards I will close. When you go to take part in the table, you know, let us examine. Lord, where did I grieve you? Where did I resist your spirit? Where did I try to quench your spirit? Lord, show me. Forgive me, Lord. I quarreled with my wife this morning. I shouted at her for nothing. I could not forgive her. I have not forgotten. You see, in the families also, I have seen number of people. Some years before something happened, and wife might have told, or wife, husband might have told something. Again repeating, again. Oh, I know you. I know. What you said on that day? Is it a Christian quality? Is it a Christian quality? Forgive. Forget, that's all. When you don't forgive, your sins also are not forgiven by God. Make sure of it. There are sins of commission. There are sins of omission. I am not going to tell. Why I am telling you, how is your conscience? How is your conscience? How is your conscience? 9:29. I'll read it and then I'll close. So don't expect God to be with you all the time. If you want God to be with you, then you have to fulfill this condition. 8:29, I believe. I see. John Gospel 8:29. One of you read loudly and clearly.
He who sent me is with me.
See the preposition with. Is with me. Not left me alone. Enough. That is the condition. When we do things that please him, not pleasing myself. I always expect my wife to please me. It's wrong. Not expecting my wife to please me. I must expect my wife to please God. The husband also must please God. That is important. Not pleasing each other. That is the only way. See, what is pleasing to God? Love your wife. That's all. Unconditional love. She may be a wretch. Doesn't matter. Yet you have to love. She may be a wretch. Yet you have to love. It is God's word. Husband, he also may be a wretched fellow. Yet the wife has to love. Obey. Where is it? Word of God says, I am not saying like that. If you please God, how can you please God? You will please God when you do his will. By pleasing God, that means we are pleasing God by doing God's will. When we do his will, God is pleased. When we do his will, then God is pleased. When God is pleased, God will be with us, like my wife. Even though she is my wife, she is really registered. Registered marriage is ours. So certificate is there. She will claim anywhere, I am the wife of Brother Andrew. But where is your wife? She is not coming. Why she is not coming? She knows how I shout. I don't do things that please her. That's why she doesn't come to me. Always keep it in mind. You and I can escape. You and I can scheme and plan. But is God pleased by your behavior, by your talk, by your walk? That is very, very important. So, my dear brothers and sisters, actually, I thought of telling something else. After coming over, my worship message has also changed and this also changed. I can't help. That's why, as long as we live in this world, we must see that we please God at all times. So, why God has left me? Why God has not left me? Because I do those things that please him. Are you doing things that please him? Or are you doing things that please men? Please people. Always we try. Sometimes we escape in our conversation, talks and walk. With science, you know, we also behave. That is another language. See, I attended a Dr. Amma's grand daughter's graduation summit. It is wonderful, very wonderful. See, there were announcers, they were announcer anchoring so many things. One woman, white woman. I said, what is this? She is announcing, that woman is doing all these things. And then brother, the person who was sitting just by the side of me, brother, there are some deaf people are there. For their sake, she is, I could not understand. Then they told me. I saw that. That's why I am telling. So what I am telling you is, sometime with our science love. Hypocrisy, cunningness. This kind of thing, how can you take part? Wherever the conscience tells, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me with your blood. Take part. God forgives. That's why this table, every Sunday we come here, not as a formality. Whatever we have done, please be attentive. So God should be in us and with us. When God is with us, people will know. You see, in the case of Joseph, even Potiphar said, God is with you. Whatever you are doing, God is with you. They could see. God was with Joseph. God was with Daniel. God was with the people of Israel while they were traveling through the Red Sea. God was with. And whatever Joseph did, they could see. Even in the prison also, God is with him. Like that in our lives, others must see God is with us. Whatever he does is fruitful. So let us. The scripture says very clearly, but whereas in the case of Samson, God was not with. When God was not with him, he was having a nice fellowship with Delilah, isn't it? And then he disclosed everything to her one day because Lullaby. Now he was very much closely in contact with. Then she said, you don't love me. Where is your strength, Baba? My darling, my beloved, what? I don't know all these words. Only in America they know pretty well all those nice words, because I am not used to. I always speak in Telugu only, not in English. I am forced to speak, then what language I will speak? What, brother? So, what happened, you know? She said, lulled him like anything. Then he said, my strength is in my ear. Then she betrayed. When the people came, strength is bound. Why I am telling? You see, he did not do the things that were pleasing to God, that were displeasing to God. He did it. So God was not with him. So they caught hold of him, bound him, took him, and tied him to the pillars of the womb. Even then, he asked the Lord, forgive. Lord, have mercy. But he could, see, God restores. Even if we commit the deadliest, God forgives. But have mercy. So he asked forgiveness. Then he killed people more than what he killed in his life. Isn't it? That is called restoration, revival, restoration. Even if we are backsliders, God will definitely will restore us. Once we ask forgiveness with real repentance. So God was not with him because he did that was pleasing and not pleasing to God while having contact with Delilah. So my dear ones, never expect, God is with me, God is with me. You never do have any kind of prayer at the feet of the Lord. You don't read the Bible at all. You don't give what is supposed to be given to the Lord. Even your time or money or whatever talent you don't give, then how can you expect God to be with you all the time? So God is no respecter of persons. Whether you follow him or doesn't follow him, God is not partial. In the worldly people, they are more better than ourselves in many acts. I will show you from the Bible. Our blessings are spiritual. Our blessings are not material. Never take glory in the material blessings. Please, this is my personal experience I am telling. Now, one day I can tell you the perils of riches. Now this is not the time. So now our topic is God in us, God with us. If God is with us, wherever you are put, no problem. Joseph was, Daniel was, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were, Paul and Silas were, and Peter was happy. Who can sleep? Who can have sound sleep? One news which hurts us, we are not able to bear. But such kind of people, how they could?
So, my dear brothers and sisters, is God with you? Is God with me? Am I doing that is pleasing to God? So, 8:21 is very, very important. I can share my testimony also while before coming to America. I was not certain about coming. Now, this is not the time. God willing, we will see. So, may the Lord help us to do those things that please Him. If that is so, take part. Suppose you are not doing the things that are pleasing to God. Pleasing yourself you are doing, but not pleasing to God. Everyone must come to please me. Everyone must come please me. Then I am not a servant of God. We must please God. That is important. Suppose wherever the conscience pricks in our heart that what we are doing is not pleasing to God, set right. Ask the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. He is always our propitiation in all our failures. Sitting at the right hand side of the Heavenly Father and interceding, He is doing the high priestly ministry for us. So let us claim and take part. May the Lord help us to take part worthily in this table. God in us, God with us. In us is by grace, with us is by labor.